This hour of the morning news with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
This morning on WCHL, Mayor Mark Kleinsmith made a big announcement on Monday about Chapel Hill's Northside neighborhood. The health of North Carolina children is improving in several areas, but in other aspects, the Tar Heel State is lagging, according to a new study. And a Carborough MD says he's done with insurance companies. From now on, her business will be conducted just between the doctor and her patients. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports this morning, the coaches' ACC basketball postseason awards were announced yesterday. UNC junior point guard Marcus Page was named second team all-conference by the ACC coaches. And Carolina spring football continues. We'll bring you an update on what Larry Fedora's team is doing. And
the Syracuse sanctions could turn out to further weaken the NCAA.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
7:07, 52 degrees this morning, cloudy with a 20% chance of rain. Our high today about 68 degrees, and there's an even bigger chance of rain coming tomorrow. The low 70s tomorrow, and the following day we're going to be in the upper 70s, so warmer throughout the week here and nice spring-like weather. Mayor Mark Kleinsmith made a big announcement on Monday about the Northside neighborhood in Chapel Hill. WCHL's Jugmeet Mack has more on the story.
Mayor Mark Kleinsmith spoke at the Hargraves Community Center to an audience of Northside residents, community leaders, and local officials.
UNC Chapel Hill is the new catalyst. By providing a $3 million no interest loan that will be netted, that will be managed by our friends from the Self-Help Credit Union to lead the acquisition of properties in the neighborhood.
The 188-acre Northside neighborhood has historically been the largest African-American neighborhood in Chapel Hill. Residents have moved out over the last few decades as developers have bought the properties to rent at a higher price than families can afford. The landlords often rent houses to students. Self-Help will collaborate with community organizations to buy properties and hold them until they're ready for homeownership or rental housing. According to a fact sheet from the project partners, in 1980, the U.S. Census found 1,200 black residents living in the neighborhood. In 2010, that number decreased to 690. That's a 40% reduction in the black population over three decades. Esper Foster, a 75-year-old Northside resident, spoke on growing up in the neighborhood. She uses the term Potter's Field, which is what Northside used to be called. She's talking here about one of the characters in the neighborhood, whom she calls Aunt Lee.
What a Potter's Field jewel said to us as she placed her hands on her high and wide hips with a cigarette dangling from her lips. The most amazing thing was that the ashes never fell from her cigarette as she walked around doing chores and hollering at us. She said as loud as she could, "Go home, go home. Your mammy wants you home sometime." On that day, we had worn her out. Her nerves were frayed. We scattered like the wind-driven leaves falling from the trees in the fall.
Four organizations will work in partnership on this program called the Northside Neighborhood Initiative. Self-Help Credit Union will work together with UNC Chapel Hill, the Town of Chapel Hill, and the Jackson Center for Saving and Making History, which is a grassroots organization. The three stated goals of the initiative are, quote, helping long-term residents who want to stay in Northside remain in their homes, attracting new residents, a balance of working families, seniors, and students from diverse backgrounds, and increasing the availability of housing and financing options for neighborhood properties. Jagmeet Mack, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Mayor Tom Stevens is excited about development in Hillsborough. Major development plans are in the works now, including projects with the North Carolina Department of Transportation. The mayor spoke with WCHL's Aaron Keck.
State Department of Transportation is holding meetings across the state to get public feedback on their transportation improvement plan, which is a $15 billion proposal. One of the meetings is going to be in Hillsborough 2 weeks from now on Monday the 23rd, so it's going to be a busy day.
It's going to be a busy day, and of course we're very, very excited about the, it is now in the state budget of DOT for our rail station. So, you know, that's about as real as it gets when it finally makes that within the five-year plan. So that's why that those meetings are particularly important for us.
Now, the state DOT's plan includes the train station, which, of course, we've talked about a lot in Hillsborough recently and also over years, also includes a plan to sort of expand South Churton Street, too. So a couple of big projects in the works for Hillsborough that I know the town's really excited about. How much is that, or how at risk is, or how up in the air, I guess I should say, is that funding? I know it's in the DOT's long-term plan, but the state legislature is going to be talking about budget issues here in the next couple of weeks, couple of months. Governor McCrory just released his budget, but of course the GA still got to take care of theirs. Is that something that you're following really closely for this particular purpose, or is that money kind of set?
That money is generally set, and things can get moved from year to year, and we've certainly had the experience of having like the downtown improvements, which are going to be starting up here in a couple months and has been funded, but we had a commitment from DOT a couple years ago, and the budget got shifted around because of some of the changes that was happening, and the legislature, they still had that commitment, it took a while longer than expected, so this is about as secure as it gets, although it's still, again, it's it is in the budget. It's money set aside for planning, money set aside for some of the construction, not necessarily that order. So there's still a lot of work to be done between now and then, but it is about as solid as it gets, short of having already been done.
As Mayor Tom Stevens talking with WCHL's Aaron Keck, excited about development projects in Hillsborough. The Carborough Board of Aldermen will meet tonight to hear an update on tourism and consider the next steps for the Martin Luther King Jr. Park master plan. The board has received feedback over the last 2 months after a presentation of the park's master plan back in mid-January. One item of debate has been the incorporation and placement of a pump track, which is a small looping bike trail. The board will also get feedback regarding a pre-survey for a zip code boundary review. The meeting is scheduled for 7:30 tonight at Carborough Town Hall. A woman survived being shot multiple times by her husband on Monday morning, according to the Orange County Sheriff's Office. Officers responded to a call from a home on University Station Road just before 4 a.m. yesterday. The woman, who's not yet been identified, was taken to Duke Hospital for treatment. Officers say this appears to be a domestic shooting. Larry Adkins Griffin was charged with assault with a deadly weapon, inflicting serious injury with intent to kill. He's being held without bond in the Orange County Jail. And the head of North Carolina Children is improving in several key areas. The health of North Carolina children, I should say. But in other aspects, the Tar Heel State is lagging behind, according to a new study. WCHL's Blake Hodge has more.
The 20th annual Child Health Report Card was released Monday morning by the child advocacy group NC Child. The report card found that the number of uninsured children has decreased across the state, while the overall dental health has improved. Also, the number of high school students that are graduating on time was up nearly 11% for the 2012-2013 academic year when compared with 2008-2009. Another positive note was the finding that the teen pregnancy rate was also down in North Carolina. Now, overall health of children improved and child fatalities in general were down. There were negatives in the report, though. It did find that the percentage of children under age 18 living in poverty was up, and that 36% of children aged 10 to 17 were overweight. Teen cigarette use was down to 13.5%, while the number of teens using, quote, emerging tobacco products, end quote, that includes e-cigarettes, was listed at 22.4%. The number of high schoolers who said they had used marijuana in the last 30 days was 23%. That's up from just under 20% in 2011. Meanwhile, reported alcohol, cocaine, and prescription pill use was down across the same age group. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. Traffic brought to you this morning by Sturtevant's Tire Pros. And here's Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. Have construction crews blocking the right lane of southbound MLK Jr. Boulevard just before Westminster. That was called in from a WCHL road warrior. Appreciate that. And if you're traveling out towards RTP this morning on 40 eastbound, so far so good. Just busy traffic from 15501 to the Durham Freeway. And if you see anything while traveling, you can also be a WCHL road warrior. Call us at 967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Sturtevant's Tire Pros, proudly supporting high school baseball for over 12 years. Sturtevant's Tire Pros is currently holding its spring sale. They're located off Highway 54 West in Chapel Hill. You can call 942-TIRE or visit 942-TIRE.com. Sturtevant's Tire Pros. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by Cruisers. And actually, it looks pretty good. 52 degrees right now. Cloudy with a slight chance of rain. High today in the upper 60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Slight chance of rain continuing. Low tonight in the upper 50s again. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Slight chance of rain in the morning and then probably showers in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow in the low 70s. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Fuel up each morning with Cruisers Fresh Brewed Beans Cafe Coffee, Cappuccino, and hot chocolate. You can make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great. At Cruisers, good to go.
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
A Carborough MD says she is done with insurance companies. From now on, her business will be conducted just between the doctor and her patients. WCHL's Danny Hooley explains how Corianis plans to make her new membership model work.
Dr. Corianis recalls that pivotal moment when she knew she needed to change her business model for practicing medicine.
One day it became very clear to me in a bolt of lightning that I no longer worked for my patients. When they handed their insurance card over to front desk, I, for all intents and purposes, worked for the insurance company.
Soon she'll strictly be working for the patients. On July 1st, Annis will open Unorthodoc, a membership-based direct primary care practice at 127A Fidelity Street. She'll be partitioned in a sense from her current Fidelity Street practice, Carborough Pediatrics and Internal. Annis will no longer take insurance money, nor will she pay overhead for employees filing insurance claims. Instead, she's opting for an approach she likens to community-supported agriculture.
I wish I could take credit for coming up with that analogy, but one of my patients, when I explained to her the membership model for this primary care practice, she said, oh, it's like community-supported agriculture. And I said, yes.
Annis's initial foray into that model was when she offered what she called concierge care to a couple of globe-trotting patients to whom she offered scheduling flexibility and long-distance mobile medicine. But much of her inspiration, she said, came from Dr. Brian Forrest, creator and CEO of Access Healthcare Direct in Apex.
He's really an interesting fella. He's actually never taken a dime of insurance money. But I remember when he started this practice, I thought, oh, what a sweet kid.
In the late 1990s, Forrest was working for a practice in Winston-Salem, where he identified a couple of problems with health care in the U.S. The uninsured weren't getting the medical help they needed, and physicians were running from room to room to keep pace with the demands of managed care bureaucracy. That, said Forrest, was no way to put patients first. So he opened Access Healthcare in 2002.
I worked to design something we called the direct pay micropractice at the time. Now they pretty much call it direct primary care. And it was the first direct primary care family medicine office in the country.
Forrest said his original intention was to create a safety net for uninsured patients.
And now, in 2015, about 50% of our patients are uninsured, but the other 50% of patients that come in are just people with insurance that really want a better way to get health care. They want to be able to spend time with a physician.
The Apex office has three physicians and two full-time staff members, none of whom are occupied with insurance filings. Forrest said he currently has about 3,300 active patients. These days, he occasionally goes on the road to speak to audiences of doctors who want to start their own such practices. Forrest said he's networked with doctors in more than 20 states so far. While Annis goes to community farming for an analogy, Forrest compares his model to a gym membership. He charges patients no more than $49 per month for his most expensive plan, plus $20 per visit for overhead. Instead of the average 11 minutes of doctor-patient time afforded by many insurance companies, Forrest said he gets to spend up to 45 minutes with his patients, and he loves it. Anna said she loves that idea, too. It's the whole point. Now she's trying to convince others. So far, 50 patients have committed to trying her monthly membership model. Anna said her system is designed to handle around 600. She said she needs between 150 and 200 to break even, and between 400 and 500 to make a decent living. She says she's convinced that direct primary care is a viable business model, even when considering all the moving parts of health care.
Most people don't know it, but this is actually an outcropping of the Affordable Care Act. In states who decided to expand their federal exchange, it actually allows insurance companies to write catastrophic policies and pair them with private contracts with primary care physicians, and that will qualify as meeting the federal mandate. It opens up a huge door for the primary care physicians who want to be the direct contractor with the patient.
Annis hastened to add that she's not a substitute for insurance, but she provides cradle-to-grave care for everyone with the exception of women who are pregnant. Her charge is $49 per month with a 10% discount for those who pay annually. That even covers lab work and EKGs. At most practices, she said, patients pay between $120 and $150 just for the visit before any tests are even ordered.
Insurance companies have shielded people, both doctors and the patients, from actually knowing how much stuff costs. Unorthodox and direct primary care, the whole premise is that we're going to get very transparent.
Anna said that her colleagues at Carbro Pediatrics and Internal are waiting to see how well she does with direct primary care. If she succeeds, they'll likely come on board. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Interesting concept. 722. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Ron Stutz. You know, lost in the madness of March, especially right here where we live, is a formative part of the college football season. Carolina is going through spring practice right now, and following last year's 6-7 season, they've been really working hard, grinding it out at Navy Field, and WCHL has been following that. Of course, Lee Pace of GoHeels.com and the Tar Heel Sports Network. You hear Lee reporting on the sidelines for Carolina games, has been following Carolina. And Lee, for the folks who haven't even thought about football recently, what have the Tar Heels been doing?
Well, Ron, Carolina's had three practices so far, taking this week off for spring break, but they did open a week ago Sunday. Interestingly, have had 3 days and a lot of cold and spitting rain and wind and gray days, but Larry Fedora likes putting the team through some difficult circumstances, so they did not miss a beat in their scheduled practices despite the weather. But the big news is watching the defense and the new staff of coordinator Gene Chizik. Two new staff members have also joined him. Charlton Warren is now coaching the secondary, and John Papuchis will coach the linebackers. Still waiting to officially fill the defensive line position, but it sounds like a young man named Trey Scott from UT Martin is going to fill that role. So kind of a breath of fresh air, a new mindset, a fresh start for everyone on defense. This is a unit just really beaten down emotionally, mentally, and physically, and you know, they need just a different approach. So that's been the big thing so far, Ron.
Have you noticed a little bit of a difference in attitude? Is the swagger back, in other words, for Carolina?
It's across the board now. I think Gene Chizik brings impeccable credentials. What he did at Texas as defensive coordinator under Mack Brown when they won the national title in 2005, and then went on to Auburn for 4 years and they won the national title in 2010. He's established. He's accomplished. He is confident. He brings a certain mindset and demeanor. He's an outstanding individual. I mean, if you've read his book or talked to some of the folks who knew him at Auburn, he's exactly the kind of man that if you as a parent, you would want your kid playing for Gene Chizik. So it is. It's a breath of fresh air, and it's affected the entire offense because the offense, despite some problems it had, it's very frustrating, knowing you've got to score 45 or 50 points a day, a week, to win a ball game, so they feel re-energized as well, knowing that hopefully things will change on defense and the Tar Heels will be a little bit more salty over there.
Well, it really is interesting at a time when basketball season is really cranking up. Everybody's all into March Madness and everything else, and baseball season has been getting started, and a lot of things going on around here. You mentioned the weather, but the Carolina football program kind of flying under the radar a little bit, and I think Coach Fedora likes that, his opportunity to get out there and teach some things, and of course, Gene Chizik being new here, it really is you just described, a little bit of a breath of fresh air. And, Lee, we always look forward to hearing your reports on the sidelines for Carolina games, and thanks for being with us.
Good. Glad to be here, Ron. Take care.
725 WCHL, Lee Pace of the Tar Heel Sports Network and GoHeels.com. Carolina football practice progressing this spring, and it's a very important stage of the year. Of course, we mentioned basketball. The ACC basketball postseason awards were given out yesterday by the coaches. UNC junior point guard Marcus Page named second team all-conference by the ACC coaches. Junior forward Bryce Johnson was listed on the third team. Freshman Justin Jackson was named to the all-freshman team. And Jackson is joined on the first-year team by three Duke Blue Devils. Jaleel Okafor, also named freshman and ACC player of the year. Point guard Tyus Jones, we know how good he is. And forward Justice Winslow, all made the rookie team. And, of course, the ACC tournament cranking up tonight. Virginia enters the Atlantic Coast Conference tournament, aiming to follow a regular season title with another championship. Number three, Virginia, became the first league team from outside the state of North Carolina to win the regular season race outright in consecutive years. Tournament starts tonight in Greensboro with the lowest-seeded teams. Virginia won't play until Thursday. The other three top-seeded teams will be playing on Thursday as well. Duke, Notre Dame, and Louisville. Carolina, the number five seed in the tournament, they will not play until tomorrow night. WCHL Championship Sports, or tomorrow afternoon, I should say. I beg your pardon. WCHL Championship Sports has been brought to you by UNC Healthcare.
And one and two.
Meet Samaya. She may seem like an ordinary four-year-old budding ballerina, but she's a champion at heart. Samaya was diagnosed with congestive heart failure at 4 months old. That's when UNC Children stepped in with a life-saving transplant she needed. As a leading children's hospital in the Southeast, we provide care for future champions of all ages, like Samaya, so she can get back to dancing, and we can say we knew her when. Visit unccchildrens.org.
And now brought to you by the Vapor Girl.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The Syracuse sanctions could turn out to further weaken the NCAA. This is Art Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. The seemingly harsh penalties on Syracuse basketball have created a widespread stir over the future of other schools under investigation, particularly Carolina. But until the NCAA shows more clarity and consistency, there is still too much subjectivity here to draw any definitive conclusion. For example, there is obviously a move away from penalizing current athletes and teams for the wrongdoings of past athletes and teams. Since Jim Boeheim is the common denominator over Orange basketball for the last 12 years, he and his reputation take the biggest hits, a 9-game suspension in next season's ACC schedule, and a loss of 12 scholarships over 4 years. It's negligible how much damage that actually does beyond Boeheim's personal legacy. This season's postseason ban was self-imposed by the school. The NCAA may not even have done that at all. And once Syracuse and Boeheim appeal, who's to say the NCAA won't backtrack like it did with Penn State? Boeheim's biggest crime is what they call a failure to monitor. With an investigation as long and unwieldy as this one, and no criminal charges applicable, Boeheim takes the fall for a local YMCA coach and former director of basketball operations who either supplied impermissible benefits to certain players or helped them stay eligible through some kind of academic fraud. This could very easily be the case of the NCAA trying to regain its power after botching things at Penn State and reversing most of those sanctions. And if Boeheim, Syracuse, and a battalion of lawyers go after the NCAA in terms of whether these penalties meet the crimes, and they win, this could further weaken the NCAA's power. There is just so much more of a climate to fight back these days. The loss of scholarships won't matter since the kids they sign haven't lost their chance to play in the NCAA tournament. The scholarship Syracuse will give can still go to the very best high school players in the country. This could help Roy Williams against rival recruiters who are saying all kinds of things about the future of Tar Heel basketball. Though embarrassing, the reputation of a coach who failed to monitor properly is a lot more subjective than putting today's teams on probation for yesterday's violations. If Syracuse stands behind its man and appeals, Boeheim will at worst sit out 9 games and get to coach on. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Flavor and freshness go hand in hand. That's why Jersey Mike's fresh slices each and every sub to order. Never pre-sliced or pre-packaged, Jersey Mike's subs are made the authentic way, sliced right in front of you and piled high with fresh toppings. You'll taste the freshness and flavor. Be your healthiest you by choosing Jersey Mike's subs for lunch or dinner. Order online at jerseymikesubs.com or call us at 919-918-SUBS.
Every Tuesday morning, Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Chapel Hill partners with WCHL and local animal shelters to present WCHL's Adopt-A-Pet. Come to Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Meadowmont Village for premium pet food and treats and a grooming spa experience for your furry friend. In March, we're offering all Taste of the Wild brand dog food at a 10% discount. And be sure to make an appointment to treat your four-legged friend to a Wolfgang Grooming session. Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Chapel Hill fully supports finding your next pet to pamper through Adopt-A-Pet on WCHL every Tuesday morning.
Can you slam dunk? Do you wish you could slam dunk? I'm 6'2", and on my best day, I couldn't even come close. But if you're like most guys, yes, you wish you could slam dunk. But you're too short, not enough swing in the legs, and you just can't slam dunk. Or can you? I'm Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers. And guys, I'm here to tell you that you can slam dunk, and you don't even have to jump. You just have to come into Grimble Jewelers. We'll help you pick a gift for your lady that sparkles. Something that's gold or silver, something that twinkles, a diamond, a ruby, a sapphire. And we put it in a little jewelry box and wrap it up just the way she likes. Then you head home. You hand that little box to her. You tell her, a little surprise, honey, just because I love you. You'll feel yourself start to lift off the ground, and when she sees what's inside, brother, that's a slam dunk of a gift, and you can't even touch rim. Grimble Jewelers, you want a slam dunk? Get in here. You're going to feel like you're 3 feet off the ground.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by Glass Half Full. 52 degrees this morning, cloudy with a 20% chance of rain. Our high today in the upper 60s. Tonight, still a slight chance of rain with the overnight low around 57 or 58. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy, slight chance of rain all day. Probably just plain old showers. And the high tomorrow in the low 70s. Glass Half Full is a friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop in the heart of downtown Carborough. Go online to find out more at glasshalffullcarborough.com. Good food, good wine, and lots of fun, too, at Glass Half Full.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelborough.com.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
7:33, I'm Ron Stutz, WCHL. A woman survived being shot multiple times by her husband on Monday morning, according to the Orange County Sheriff's Office. Officers responded to a call from a home on University Station Road just before 4 a.m. The woman was taken to Duke Hospital for treatment. Officers say this appears to be a domestic shooting. Larry Adkins Griffin was charged with assault with a deadly weapon, inflicting serious injury with intent to kill. He's being held without bond in the Orange County Jail. Again, all of this happened early yesterday morning. Mayor Mark Kleinsmith made a big announcement on Monday about Chapel Hill's Northside neighborhood, and the Carborough MD says she's done with insurance companies. From now on, her business will be conducted just between the doctor and her patients. Those stories coming up at the top of the hour, and also they're available on chapelborough.com. A Chapel Hill Carborough School Board will get its first look at next year's spending plan when the board meets tonight. The superintendent's recommended budget sets aside $1.6 million to provide entry-level teachers with a state-mandated 6% pay raise. All other employees will get a 2% raise. State enrollment projections call for 150 fewer students than administrators had previously expected, and that means the district will lose at least $500,000 in state funding. School officials will also ask county commissioners, likely, to chip in more money to pay for 218 charter school students and an unknown number of homeschool children who may enroll in a virtual charter school. The board will meet tonight at 7 o'clock at the Lincoln Center on South Merritt Mill Road. WCHL's Jugmeet Mack will be there and will have a full report tomorrow morning. Governor Pat McCrory is amending his 2013 ethics disclosures as a left-leaning advocacy group filed a complaint over his failing to properly disclose trips paid for through the Republican Governors Association. Progress North Carolina Action filed a complaint with the State Ethics Commission on Monday. over the governor's attendance at several RGA events at luxury hotels and resorts paid for by undisclosed political donors. State ethics forms require officials to disclose any scholarship of more than $200 to attend a conference or event. McCrory legal counsel Bob Stevens said the governor will disclose $13,000 spent on seven different trips. Progress North Carolina Action filed a separate complaint in January following an Associated Press report about more than $185,000 in cash and stock McCrory received in 2013 from online mortgage broker LendingTree. North Carolina Department of Transportation is seeking public comment on its proposed 10-year, $15 billion state transportation improvement program. The agency website notes the plan unveiled in December envisions more than 1,000 transportation projects with projects in all 100 North Carolina counties. The department said in a release that residents can comment on the plan through the agency's Mind Mixer computer portal. Then, beginning next week, on March 17th, the agency will host the first of 10 public information meetings it's holding in towns across the state. Again, that first meeting will be 1 week from today. The meetings will continue through the 23rd of April, which is the final day to submit comment on the plan. And news around town this morning, the town of Chapel Hill is hosting a series of housing workshops to help engage the public in complex planning topics. Today's session is titled The Real Cost of Housing, What It Costs the Town. Although the workshops are primarily directed to the town's Housing Advisory Board and Town Council, the public is also invited to participate and learn. The workshop will be at 5 p.m. at Town Hall. If you'd like to find out more, visit townofchapelhill.org. And the town is holding community input sessions for the possible new uses for the Southern Village Park and Ride Lot area. The community session will be held this Friday from 11:45 until 1 p.m. And the council session will be held from 1:30 until 2:45 p.m. All community members are invited to attend both sessions. You can find out more information on the Town of Chapel Hill website. And one more thing, Chapel Hill Public Library has selected artist Eric Carlson to complete a new digital art installation. The project, titled Unbound, will feature a wide variety of objects and media that document the past and present reality of daily life in Chapel Hill. To kick off the initiative, the library is hosting an event from 6 until 8 p.m. today in Meeting Room B. Residents are invited to stop by to meet the artist, learn about the project, and get started contributing content. Carlson's looking for any items that represent people, places, or events that bind Chapel Hill as a community. From ticket stubs to old report cards, residents are encouraged to scan or bring objects in to scanning sessions at the library's Digital Media Lab. If you'd like more information, visit unboundartwork.org. WCHL News Time 7:38. Ron Stutz here along with Nikki Morse. And Nikki, I know that a lot of things are happening at our website today, and you have just a comprehensive list, everything anybody could possibly imagine coming right out of your head right now.
Out of my head. Isn't that amazing?
That's right. It's all there. She doesn't even have to write it down.
No writing it or anything. Yes. Thank you.
Or typing.
Or typing or anything like that. Yes. We've got a great article today by Akiva Fox. He works right here at chapelboro.com, as a matter of fact. And he talks about who and what you believe. He talks about several political moves that you may or may not believe due to different factors. So it's a really interesting article. So
nothing surprises me, political moves.
Yeah, it's fun, but he writes it in such a fun way. It's really a fun read, so make sure you take that in. Oh. Also, we've got a new short list. Best place for breakfast. I think this is going to be one of my favorite short lists.
Of course, it has something to do with food.
Food.
Eating meals.
I love food. Who would know? The best place for breakfast, make sure you submit your favorite greasy spoon or your fancy brunch destination. Oh, brunch. Brunch is one of my favorite things.
Watch out. Don't beat yourself
up
now.
I know. I'm going to start. Don't get me started. Submissions will last until Monday the 16th, and we're going to compile your entries and then let everybody vote on the best. So make sure you check back on the 17th to vote for your favorite. Also, Susan Murray went to see the first graders at St. Thomas More during their dress rehearsal for their performance of Circus Circus and took some great pictures. You know, it made me think, you know, that I'm kind of glad that my daughter isn't still that young. And the only reason why I say that is because I'm, like, super emotional. I mean, I'll cry at a really good commercial. Anytime she was ever in a recital or anything, competition, dancing and stuff like that, I would just sit there and cry. I would go in looking really nice, and then by the time the thing was over, I had no makeup on.
It's really embarrassing.
It takes it out of you, doesn't it?
It really does. I'm just, well, you know, like I said, I'll cry at a good commercial. So just imagine what I would do if I had to sit there and look at the little kids doing their little thing. Oh, my gosh.
I know. And then you come in to talk about it on the radio.
Oh, I know. Sniff.
The next day, and you'd be crying then, too.
I would. I'm just that way. I'm just that kind of gal.
It's nothing like being a parent.
I know.
Yeah.
I envy the parents in a way, but also, you know, I'm just an emotional wreck, so I'm just so glad that it's not me.
But you've also been there, done that.
I've already done it, yes.
So, now one of these days you'll be a grandparent, so you can go through the whole thing all over again.
Stop it right now.
But I mean, seriously, it's nothing like it. I really think, I've said this so many times to so many people, you know, appreciate every single day with your kids, because it just flies right by.
I know. And when you're in the midst of it and you're driving them to all their little events and stuff like that, you're thinking, when is this ever going to stop? You know, I feel like I'm never going to get a breath. And the next thing you know, she's 21 and in college and getting ready to start her career. Talking about mine, of course. So, you know.
And one of these days you're going to turn around and she's going to be 21 or 23 in my case.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're wondering, where in the world did all those years go?
I know. And then you're thinking, you're trying to get them just to come over for dinner.
Yeah, right. That's exactly right.
Oh, but I've got plans, Mother.
Yeah, there's...
I can't tell you how many times I've heard that one.
Every parent out there can identify with what you're saying. Hey, listen, thanks a lot, and go to chapelbro.com. Also, instantly live streaming, a reminder, and there's an app for that, so get it on your phone or whatever. Thanks so much. Nikki, can you take a look at traffic in just a few minutes here?
I think I could pull something out of my hat.
All right. Well, I'm not going to say what I'm thinking. All right, we have Fred Black standing by with a commentary. And that's on the way next.
As a sponsor of WCHL's Healthiest You Challenge, Coleman Huntoon & Brown wants to help listeners achieve a healthy and happy financial lifestyle as well. Through our series of Tax Bites, we provide expert tips on considering investments, making donations, planning retirement, preparing tax returns, and more. Coleman Huntoon & Brown's Tax Bites help you to achieve your goals and strengthen the health of your family's finances. Find more about our Tax Bites on chapelboro.com. Coleman Huntoon & Brown, our people make the difference.
There are many reasons people sell gold and silver to Jewel Recycle in University Mall. Inheritance of unwanted jewelry and flatware, gifts from the ex, downsizing, or just for a little extra cash. But did you know the manufacturer of an average gold ring creates more than 20 tons of mining waste? Selling unused jewelry is the green thing to do. Jewel Recycle in University Mall is the Triangle's top gold buyer. Visit them for a no-obligation, generous offer. Also on the web at jewelrecycle.com.
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt. And for more than three decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road in the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
Get your yard ready for spring. Orange County Solid Waste Management is sponsoring a yard waste mulch sale. Orange County Yard Waste Mulch will be 40% off from February 16th through March 21st. That's only $15 per 3-cubic-yard scoop. We'll load the mulch in your truck or trailer at the landfill on 1514 Eubanks Road. Come by Monday to Friday from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. Be sure to bring cash or check. Without a doubt, the best deal around for high-quality mulch between now and March 21st at the landfill on Eubanks Road.
This is Larry Fedora, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News on 97.9 FM, Chapel Hill Carboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
All right, Coach, thank you so much, and you guys have fun during spring practice. 7:44, good morning.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Fred Black. During our days of snow and ice, the Chapel Hill Carboro School Board had a meeting early one morning to determine how they would make up the days. After their decision was announced, I received a phone call from a lady who asked, "Are you the one I heard in January on WCHL saying that the board had voted to remove Memorial Day from the list of makeups?" I said, "Yes," and they had in fact voted unanimously to do that. Well, I knew what was coming next, so I said before she asked me, the board felt that they had no choice but to add Memorial Day back, and I'm sure it was a difficult decision for them. Two Saturday classes, classes on Good Friday, and a class on the 11th and 12th of June all create problems and even hardships. So I told my caller that of all the school systems around us faced with the same difficult choices, we are the only ones who have chosen to use Memorial Day to solve our problem. My caller then asked me if there was a written explanation somewhere indicating the thinking of our board. I told her that if there was, I hadn't seen it. She then asked rhetorically, why not? And then thanked me and said her family would not be in school on Memorial Day in order to visit the cemeteries where family members who died in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam are buried. Because showing honor and respect for her family is what they do each year on Memorial Day. Remembering our fallen matters. That's why we have a federal holiday called Memorial Day. This is Fred Black.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Are you or a loved one living with a chronic condition such as heart disease, arthritis, diabetes, asthma, or depression? UNC Family Medicine's Healthy Living classes are for you. Living Healthy is a free 6-week workshop to help you understand and manage your symptoms, including learning how to manage your medication and tips and support for healthy eating and exercise. Join us. Learn and take control for more healthy living. For more information, call 962-4971. UNC Family Medicine, caring for the course of your life.
Flavor and freshness go hand in hand. That's why Jersey Mike's fresh slices each and every sub to order. Never pre-sliced or pre-packaged. Jersey Mike's subs are made the authentic way. Sliced right in front of you and piled high with fresh toppings. You'll taste the freshness and flavor. Be your healthiest you by choosing Jersey Mike's subs for lunch or dinner. Order online at jerseymikesubs.com or call us at 919-918-SUBS.
You've built our future. Hi, this is Barbara Jesse Black, Executive Director of PTA Thrift Shop. As we celebrate our one-year anniversary of our newly redeveloped Carborough location, we are humbled and so appreciative of the support we continue to receive and are looking forward to serving our community and schools for many more years to come. Your patronage allows us to continue our mission of supporting the Chapel Hill Carborough City School PTAs. Thank you for continuing to build our future.
747 at WCHL is to stand. ABC 11 is reporting that deputies from the Chatham County Sheriff's Office are investigating a shooting in the 6400 block of North Carolina Highway 751. That's not far out of Pittsburgh. It happened just before 4:30 in the afternoon yesterday. Police said one person was shot and transported to UNC hospitals for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. The victim's name has not been released, and we'll let you know more details as they become available. 7:48 WCHL, time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you by Grendel Jewelers. Here's Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. Had a road warrior call earlier and say that construction crews at the right lane blocked of southbound MLK Jr. Boulevard just past Weaver Dairy Road blocked, so expect some slowdowns if you're making your way through that area. Northbound Durham Freeway also beginning to fill up if you're heading through RTP between Alexander Drive and Briggs Avenue. 40 eastbound just beginning to get really busy with some crowded spots between 751 and the Durham Freeway. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363, or you can safely tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Will you stick around for a few minutes and tell us a joke?
I might have one up my sleeve.
I think that would be a great idea.
Sure.
If you don't mind doing that.
Not at all.
Grendel Jewelers is always there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza on Elliott Road. And they're easy to find because they're right next door to Whole Foods. Grendel Jewelers. WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather presented by Town Hall Burger and Beer. 51 degrees this morning, cloudy, 20% chance of rain, high today about 68. Tonight mostly cloudy with a slight chance of rain and the low in the upper 50s. And tomorrow mostly cloudy, slight chance of rain in the morning and likely to get some shower activity in the afternoon tomorrow, but nothing really serious. Our high tomorrow in the low 70s. Feeling more and more like spring around here.
Yay!
I love it.
Town Hall Burger and Beer is home of the best half-pound burger in the Triangle, located on Highway 6 and 51, right across from the streets of South Point. It's a perfect place to pick your own patty, bun, and sauces, and be in and out in 20 minutes. Town Hall Burger and Beer. Ladies and gentlemen, coming up on 750 WCHL, glad to have you along this morning, and time now for a little education, because Wayne Pond always delivers. Embellish your vocabulary. Say the word, you'll be free. Wayne's always ready to do that. Dr. Pond, how are things at the Chatham County Ranch?
Well, I was just wondering, do we embellish or do we increase?
Probably a little bit of both, or maybe I should say enhance your vocabulary, speaking of the vocabulary as a body of work.
All right, that gives us three choices. I'm all for it, Ron.
And you can increase it as well.
There you go, Pam. All right, well, speaking of which, I got a speech for you this morning. You're going to love it.
I hope so.
We're going to do ancient history, we're going to do romance, and we're going to do human physiology, all wrapped up in one little happy word. You ready for this, guys? The word of the day is philtrum. Philtrum. P is in Paul. P-H-I-L. T is in Tom. T-R-U-M. P-H-I-L. T-R-U-M. Philtrum. As I say, ancient history, romance, and human physiology.
Sounds like the life of Wayne Pond, all wrapped up in one little thing.
Oh, Ron, the secret is out. The secret is out after all these years. Hey, Nikki, you got any idea what this is all about, Philtrum?
I don't, but I'm intrigued and on the edge of my seat.
Well, you have one. Ron has one. I've got one. I guess we all got stolen.
What a seat.
Can you say this on the air?
Yeah, we really can't say this on the air. Philtrum is the vertical groove. Listen carefully now.
Mm-hmm.
The vertical groove below the nose and above the upper lip. Below the nose and above the upper lip. That is the meaning of the word filter. Ron, hold up that vainglorious DJ mirror that you carry around with you and take a look at your filtrum. That's a scary sight, isn't it?
Yeah, well, there's a mustache covering it.
I'm trying to figure out where the romance comes in.
Me too.
Well, here's the romance. Here's the romance. According to the wordsmith, the etymology of the word philtrum comes from a Latin root, and it means two things at the same time. It means love potion.
Love potion number nine.
Yeah, take your pick, put the number on. And it also means the groove under the nose. I am reading this directly from the wordsmith. I'm not making this up, so help me, Bergen Evans, okay? So help me, Noah Webster. I'm not making this up.
So help me, Wayne Pond.
So help me, Barnes & Noble. So help me, you know, name your dictionary. Okay. All right, philtrum. There's your word of the day. P-H-I-L-T-R-U-M. It is a noun. The vertical groove below the nose and above the lip. Mm-hmm. I am just all a quiver. I have to hang up the phone and go sit and be quiet in my room now for a moment.
You've got us all in the groove, that's for sure. And, Wayne, I don't want to know what you're doing in your room.
I was just saying the same thing.
I don't have any desire to know that. Thank you so much.
I'm going to go check my special patty.
TMI.
Oh, boy, leave my filter alone. Take care, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Wayne Pond's Word of the Day on WCHL, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
I have no idea.
Sometime next hour, you have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day. Spell it, define it, and if you can do all that before anybody else does, then I'll give you a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. It is time now for the WCHL Clean Joke of the Day. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. After 2 years of marriage, Tom was still questioning his wife about her lurid past. Come on, tell me, he asked for the thousandth time, how many men have you been with? Baby, she protested, if I told you, you'd throw a fit. Tom promised he wouldn't get angry and convinced his wife to tell him. Okay, she said, and then she pulled out her hand and started counting on her fingers. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Then there's you. 9, 10, 11.
What happened to 8?
He was 8.
Oh, okay. Oh, my goodness. Well, that's not good.
No.
He really wishes he didn't know that, I'm sure. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
7:55 at WCHL. Good morning.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
If you're looking for a role model in how to mentor young men, let me recommend to you John Frank.
I try to create programs for our Chapel Hill residents. My passion is youth, so I create a lot of programs for at-risk youth.
That's his regular job with the Chapel Hill Police Department. John French is today's WCHL hometown hero.
During the summer, I run this summer youth employment program. On the side, I coach a lot of kids, and we participate in some local tournaments around here, and we just give them an opportunity to go play and get out of Chapel Hill and do something. It's called a Friday Night Outdoor Basketball League, and every Friday, myself, Officer Lennon, work with youth for ages 8 to 18 at the Hargraiser Recreational Center. They come in there, and a lot of times we'll feed them, and we let them play basketball. They get mentored from the staff at the police department, and it's just a great venue for the kids to come out and their parents come out and be in a safe and secure environment for about 3 or 4 hours. When I first came here, most people were real apprehensive of talking to the police, and now they try to seek us out. It's pretty cool.
John French was nominated for a WCHL Hometown Hero Award by Kevin Gutter of the Chapel Hill Police Department.
The Visions program is something I started with a couple of friends of mine where we would go into the schools and we mentor youth, and we go in every week and basically advocate for the youth while they're in school and try to guide them. We take them on tours of colleges and try to get them interested in going to college. Since I started that group, 100% of our guys who were in the group that went to college went. About majority of the kids when they first came in there said they would never go to college.
Man, you ought to be proud of yourself for that. That's amazing.
Yeah, really.
Because of what his dad does, John's son Caleb has a lot of role models around him.
He'll say, gosh, you think he got about 100 brothers. They all want to come to the house. And he liked the fact that he feel like he got a whole bunch of brothers.
John French ought to be really proud of all those years working hard to help young people.
A lot of kids, people said, wouldn't go to college or wouldn't really amount to anything. All went to school. I'm really proud of how the peer pressure has caused that to happen, because I know I've had a couple kids who said they just weren't interested in college, but they didn't want to break that 100% streak. They quit anyway.
Really? Wow.
Once they got there, they realized that it was where they needed to be. I'm really proud of that, because I know somebody gave back to me, Charles Beckton, and I wanted to make sure. That's the one thing he said. He said, you know, I don't ask you for money or anything, but just make sure you give back to somebody else.
Just think what a positive influence John French has been on so many young men in our community. He's today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
We asked several members of the Cedars of Chapel Hill what they like best about living there. One of these is Gene Sutterth, Cedars member since 2005. Here's what Gene had to say.
My husband, Tom Sutterth, former state senator, passed away in 2010. He is the reason we came here. But let me tell you why I love living at the Cedars. The location is priceless. We are right in the middle of everything. Grocery stores, the Metamont community, the security and transportation are incredible. The grounds are breathtaking. The food is delicious. I am a vegetarian, and they even customize my pizza. The perks offered on campus are endless. Workout room, pool, hair salon, newspapers, movies, concerts, and so much more. My beloved Tom brought me to the right place.
Thanks, Gene. To learn more about the Cedars lifestyle, visit cedarsofchapelhill.com.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
Your WCHL weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Sturdivant Tire Pros.
51 degrees. Cloudy, 20% chance of rain. High today in the upper 60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Still that chance of rain, just a slight one. Low tonight, about 57 degrees. And then tomorrow, more clouds, chance of rain. Showers in the afternoon in particular. High tomorrow in the low 70s. Sturtevant Tire Pros, proudly supporting high school baseball for over a dozen years. They're currently holding their spring sale located on Highway 54 West in Chapel Hill. Call 942-TIRE or visit 942tire.com. It's 8 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM.